Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for He blessed us to see another day and embrace His glory, embrace His presence. But thank God that He allowed each and every one of us to have the opportunity to worship Him and to praise Him and to keep our eyes on Him. I truly thank God for all that He is to us in this hour. But most of all, I truly thank God for His grace. And God is so good that His mercy endures forever. I thank God that He blessed us to embrace this present in the hour that we are in. We asking God to give us protection, to watch over us, and to cover us in His glory. But most of all, we thank God for being the God that He is in this day. Yes, good morning, the people of God. Those who are alive today, we can lift up our hands to the Heavenly Father who created the universe and everything that is in. Thank God that He created the moon, the stars. He even created angels who their job is to guard and protect us. But most of all, as Paul said, put on the whole armor of God that you be able to stand against every principality of darkness that's coming on this earth. Yes, darkness is coming over this earth. And we as a people of God, we need to take heed to what God is saying to us and to prepare ourselves while we are on this earth. We are not to take God for granted, but God is giving us warning of what the things is going to come. Jesus mentioned it in Matthew, the 24th chapter, that we need to prepare ourselves in the days to come. There are going to be a lot of devastation on this earth, a lot of chaos. People are going to be suffering under the hand of the adversary. But I thank God for Jesus Christ. We need to put ourselves in the hands of God. We need to keep our eyes on God. And we not to trust man nor anything. Because God knows the outcome. He knows the beginning and He knows the end. But we need to put ourselves, praise God, in the Word of God. Fill yourself with the Word of God, even you intercessors and prayer warriors. Thank you, Jesus. You that watchman on the wall, I thank God. Those who are out laying out before the Lord, rising early in the morning, those who get up 12 midnight, some are in 1 or 2, even 3 a.m. in the morning, praise God. Laying out before God, finding out what the agenda is. The enemy, the adversary, his job is to destroy what he can, to destroy the works of God, to destroy what God created. We are God's creation. We need to stand together, and we need to focus on the eye of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But we need to make sure that you are anchored in God. The storm is coming. Thank you, Jesus. The storm is coming. And when I mean storm, I'm talking about the spiritual storm. The spiritual storm is coming. And we need to prepare ourselves in the days to come. But I truly thank God for Jesus. But the storm is coming. The spiritual storm is coming. And we are the people of God. We need to get ourselves anchored in a great way because the darkness over the earth. And thank God. And I thank God for Jesus because the Bible, the prophecy that is spoken, have to come to pass. The prophecy that speak through the mouth of the prophets, praise God, must come to pass. And I'm going to a book of Psalm 91. I advise you, suggest, recommend that you read the Psalm of 91. The Psalm of 91 is your protection. We all need to have God's protection. And because God see the adversary is out to destroy, not to save, but to destroy what God created. So you as prayer warriors, armor bearers, intercessors, thank you, Lord, watchmen on the wall. You are messengers that carry the word of God. Let's put on the garment of protection. Let's put on the garment of salvation. Let's put on the garment of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But the word of God said, whoever, thank you, Lord, dwells in the shelter of the Most High, I decree and declare the word of God will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Listen to what David said. David was going through something, but one thing about it, he acknowledged who created him, and that was God. And I thank God for Jesus that we need to focus on the word of God in spite what the enemy is saying, in spite what the enemy is doing. We need to trust God. We need to focus on the word of God. And that's why you say, whoever dwells in the shelter, God is our shelter. He is our house. We can go into and know that we are safe from the hand of the enemy. There are so many devastations on this earth, and it's not funny. God, I thank you. Jesus said in the book of Matthew, the 24th, there are going to be wars and rumors of war. But we need to prepare ourselves, as Paul said in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, we need to put on the whole armor of God. We need to be clothed, not to take God for granted. When God bring out his warning, when he sent it out, we need to take heed, not to undermine God, but to take heed in what he is saying to us. Oh, dear Church of God of Faith, we need to rely on the word of God more than ever before. We have to be like the woman who came to the unjust judge. Praise God. Declare justice in the way that God wants us to declare the word of God. We need to prepare our hearts in the days to come. And I thank God for Jesus. We need to be equipped and gird our garments. Put on what God asked us to do. But thank God. And the Lord said, surely he will save you from the fiery snare and from the deadly pestilence. Any deadly poison, drugs, or whatever, vaccine, whatever, God will protect you. Thank you, Lord. And that's the reason why we got to ask, say, Lord, whatever it is, protect us, protect our children, protect our nation, but thank God, protect everything that you created to be. And I thank God for his grace and mercy. The 91 song is a way for us to dress ourselves in the days to come. The enemy is on the warpath, and he do whatever he have to do to take down what God created. And I thank God. And another thing too, he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. Yes, under the wings of our Almighty God, the Lord will protect us. As long as we are in God, as God in us, we are fully clothed. If what we are talking about, you need to give yourself to the Lord. You need to be born again to understand what God is saying. Praise God. You got to be holy. You got to be born again because of the sin of this world. Thank you, Jesus. You won't have the right to the kingdom of God. Salvation is the key to the gates of heaven. And I thank God for Jesus. Salvation is the key to the gates of heaven for you to go into the portal. Hallelujah. To have a relationship with the Holy God, the Almighty God, the invisible God, the God of mercy. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. That's why David said, I will not worry about what can happen to me as long as I trust God. No pedestal, no nothing. I thank God. That's what the Lord say. All power belongs to him in heaven and in earth. Nothing can hurt me. Nothing. By any means, not poison, no gun, whatever it is, nothing can hurt you as long as you have the faith in God. That's what Jesus said. Have faith in God. That's by believing in the word of God. But now is the opportunity of what's about to take place in the days to come. We are not to take God for granted, but I advise you to read the word of God and read 91 Psalms. Read the song over your children, over yourself, over your husband, over your relative, those in military. Pray the 91 Psalms for your sons and daughters. For their protection. Pray the song of 91 over any situation that you are facing right now on your job while you're traveling on the highway. There are a lot of people being killed on the highway. Praise God. When it comes for people who are not paying attention while they're driving, there are people not expecting when somebody come up and take your life. That's the work of the adversary. But thank God for David, who wrote this song to God because he needed God for his protection, because David was facing his enemy. Praise God. But God always prevailed. God always prevailed for David. If God did it for David, what do you think he'll do for you? So I thank God for the mercy and the righteousness of God. Thank you, Lord, that he will protect us. He will deliver us. He will make sure that we'll be satisfied of the salvation that the Lord has. So may God bless you, and you have a great and beautiful day. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.